Really lovely to be with you this morning, and a very happy Christmas again to you all. We're going to just have a little Bible reading, and it picks up on quite a few of those 12 days of Christmas. So let's hear from God's word.
See what the Lord has told us about. They hurried off and found Mary and Joseph, and they saw the baby lying on a bed of hay.
Isn't that amazing? A little known fact that the angels were Australian. I bet you didn't know that before. And I love what they said to the shepherds, who were terrified. Who wouldn't be? Do not be afraid. We've been thinking, haven't we, about presents already this morning. We've been thinking about the greatest gift that God has ever given to the whole of the world in Jesus as a baby. God with us. And I've been reflecting in the last few days about what might be the world's best present. What would be the best present in the whole wide world? If you could have anything that you asked for, what would be the very, very best present? Maybe it would be one of the ones you've got this morning. But maybe it would be something else. And the answer, I think, to that question depends. It depends on what you need or what you want. We sometimes confuse those two things, don't we, when it comes to presents. What would be the world's best present? Well, I think the answer is that depends. What would be the best present if you just wanted something that was really useful and saved time? Well, I came across something on YouTube that I think is just amazing. Hands up if you are a lumberjack. Are there any lumberjacks here in the congregation? No, I didn't think so. Not many in Reigate. But just imagine you were a lumberjack, and if you don't know what that is, ask your parents. This would surely be the best present in the whole wide world. Watch this, watch this. Watch. Takes it off. And then strips it, cuts it to size. I don't know. I'm the only one that thinks that's just unbelievably exciting. I really want one of those. I mean, just think what we could do with the vicarage garden with one of those. It's just mind-blowing anyway. But what about if you didn't want to save time? What if you wanted to make an impression? If you wanted people all over the country to talk about you? Well, you could do worse than a pair of leather trousers for less than £1,000, I'm told. Or what about if you wanted to say, I love you? Well, you could do it with the age-old way, couldn't you? Or if you had a slightly bigger budget, you could do it like this. But, kids, this one's for free. You can say I love you without having to spend anything. That's just to get some brownie points with the parents. Remember that this afternoon. Okay, what if you wanted just to be practical and think about needs? Well, everybody needs socks. Okay, don't be too dismissive of socks. They always wear out. What if you wanted to show really good taste? This is particularly for Jacob over there. Well, any of this range shows incredibly good taste, I would like to say. And I'm glad you all agree with me. Or if you wanted to annoy the neighbours, well, Fliss and Ali, I'm sure you've done this before. How about that? Or maybe a drum kit would do the same thing. The best present in the whole wide world, I think, depends on what you want and what you need. I think this morning, we're here to think, to reflect on the world's best present. And it comes heralded by the angels. Do not be afraid, say the angels to the shepherds. Say the angels to you and me. Say the angels to the whole of creation. Why? Because it doesn't take us long, really, if we stop and think, to realize that the thing the world needs most of all are things like peace. If you look back over 2016, you'll know that the whole of the world is desperate for peace. Not just the people in Aleppo, but if we're honest, in our own lives. A sense of forgiveness, of reconciliation. A sense of peace that brings hope. And both of those things, the Bible tells us, come from love. That when we know we are loved unconditionally and we learn to love each other, then peace descends and we have hope. We can face the future without shame and guilt and fear. And that, I think, is the best present in the whole world, not just for individuals, but for the whole created order. And so the question this morning is, where on earth are we going to find peace, hope, and love in our troubled world, in our troubled lives? Some would say, look to Denmark. I don't know if there's any Danish people here this morning, but one of the things that's been high on the agenda this year has been, how do you pronounce this? Hygge. Is that right? Anyone from Denmark? Anybody speak Danish? No? Okay, so I'm safe to call it whatever I like. It's hygge, and it's been apparently one of the main words of the year. It's really translated coziness, and it's sort of peace, and it comes from candles and fires and socks. But I want to suggest, with all due respect to the Danish and hygge, that the world needs a little bit more than that. That the world's best present comes through Jesus Christ, not just through socks and fires and candles. You see, the present we're celebrating today is God's best present, the biggest present the world has ever known. And it's the gift of God's presence amongst us in Jesus Christ. And it's in God's presence, through his Holy Spirit today with us now, as well as 2,000 years ago through the baby, that we find peace, that we find forgiveness, that we find an end to our guilt and our inner turmoil and our shame. It's in Jesus Christ that we find hope to face the future, even though circumstances might be tough and there may be lots of change ahead. And it's in Jesus Christ that we find love beyond measure, unconditional love, love that doesn't matter what you've done and where you've been and who people have said you are, love that sends God to earth in Jesus and sends Jesus to the cross to give his life for you and me. In his epistle, John famously says, perfect love drives out fear. And my prayer for me and for you and for all of us this Christmas is that we might hear in the story of Jesus the angels saying, proclaiming to you and to me and to our needy world, do not be afraid. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that you've come amongst us to give us the gift of peace and freedom and forgiveness, the gift of hope for the future, the gift of your extraordinary unconditional love. Help us all this Christmas time to receive that gift afresh and to learn to pass it on in the year that's coming ahead. In your name we pray. Amen.